gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
If any of the parties participating in this contract are shown not to be in their right mind, the entire agreement is automatically nullified.
Well, I don't know.
It's all right. That's in every contract. That's what they call a sanity clause.
You can't fool me. There ain't no sanity clause.
Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in.
This is the main event of the evening.
They're here.
This is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Welcome back to Shock Therapy. This is your boy JTB back on the air with my dude, Mr. Coy. Mr. What Coy? Mr.
Hey, the Riddler, man. Riddler. Bam. Just call me the Riddler. I don't care what you call me. Just call
Big
me.
C is in the house.
Thank you so much. What's going on, JTB?
Not much, man. Just making it happen. That's what I do. I make it happen. We have in the background the architect, as usual, who's controlling our voice, our sounds, our mics.
So-called.
You know, you don't have to introduce me. I'm okay, man. I'm good over here in the back.
All right, well, then we're going to
let the people know that you're here, baby.
Ignore the architect. I'm saying it because he's just going to jump in randomly anyway.
Right, exactly. So,
yeah. Well, if you always invite me into the show, I have to jump in. I'm trying to stay over here in the production booth and get y'all a little situation together.
Well, we'll let you jump in from time to time.
I think about it. I think about it. I don't want to be where I'm not wanted.
Too late. It's too late. Today I'm going to try to control my responses on some things a little bit.
Please don't do that.
I'm going to try to be a little more professional today.
No, we can be a little bit more candid.
I'll try.
Well, yeah, I'll try. Yeah, we can be a little bit.
But I don't want to make any promises that I probably won't keep. So it's just a thought right now.
Okay.
It's a thought.
Thought process. So,
is it thought?
Thought. Thought process.
We can keep the thought process.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Thought process. We can keep the thought process going. I like thought process too.
Yeah, the thought process. They gotta know their role too, don't they?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Well, just reviewing a little bit of what we talked about last week. We talked about honestly a lot of random stuff.
Fruit Loops thoughts.
Pepsi. Coke.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes, sir. And the infamous dodgeball. Dodgeball.
Yes. There's nothing like it. If y'all don't know what dodgeball is, the topic that we talked about was that the water bottle that your mom used to have in the bathroom, so maybe she can take a douche. And we're talking about how we used to play with that in the tub as little kids, and you know, let the water drain on top of our head,
right.
And mom would bust in the bathroom. What are you doing? Hey, don't play with that. You know, she might get a little bit upset, but you're like, hey, why are you trying to mess with my fun? You already making me take a bath. You already made me take a bath.
You come out smelling like Long John Silver.
Exactly.
Talking about, hey. I'll play with my submarine.
Right. West Side Market.
Yeah.
Hey. I don't want no shrimp dinner today. But I can appreciate it. Right.
Oh, God. So apparently somebody commented and said that's not the original snapback. Apparently there's some other medical thing that they use for a snapback. Now, my biggest concern with that comment is how does she know?
Well, obviously she might be doing a little bit.
Right. She had to get a snapback herself, didn't she?
Snapback in the tub or something like that. Right. They may have to snap it back.
Now, I think it's sad when that dodgeball don't work for you. You need something more.
Yeah, that is that is a sad day.
Yes,
I'm gonna agree with you right there.
That's open season.
Because if you don't need a dodgeball and you need something synthetically made to pull it back, like a needle and like you know how they do when they get ready to draw blood. You know they
that little rubber thing.
You know what I'm saying? You know
how you gotta use that little snap thing just to get it to tighten back up.
Right.
Oh my God.
You know, almost like a rubber band on your arm, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Let me make the veins pop a little bit. And then they suck it out and then they shoot it in that little bit. And then it's all good. You be like, that's all it took.
Yeah. That's all it took. A few minutes.
Go ahead.
Of a little tightening exercises.
A little tight Kegels.
Yes.
That's what they call them now. They call Kegels. Them Kegels.
Kegels.
I like to call it eight ball in the pocket.
Eight ball in the pocket?
Yeah, eight ball in the pocket. Excellent. Because, you know, they put the Kegel balls. They're actually a ball. Mm-hmm. And they walk around with them like they have to pee.
Okay.
So when they stand up and they think that they're about to drop, they squeeze.
Ah.
So, you know what I'm saying? Almost like you had to pee.
Right. So that helped tighten it back up.
Right.
Well, that was the big concern. Apparently, she was upset. She's like, oh, no, you don't use the little homemade douche thing to get yourself to snap back. They have like a medicated powder. I've never heard of a medicated powder to snap something back. I don't get that one.
I don't get it either, but thank you for that tidbit of information.
Yeah, that's... I don't know. Well, you know what? I'll sell her some Miracle Mud. We'll get her some Miracle Mud.
Yeah, Miracle Mud and a little bit of dirty water.
Dirty water and all of that stuff.
And it should.
You rub that right on there.
Help her pick it up.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. After we sell the Miracle Mud and the dirty water to her, she
dark. Sip on that. Did you bring some of that for me, man? Because it's a little warm in here, man. Yeah. Gee.
Architect got us like
right. I just got off work.
Right, like we on the boat going over to America again, and we the little slaves on the bottom of the boat again. It's all hot.
I'm looking out for you, man. I see you got Niagara Falls coming off your head, man. I'm not taking care of, man. That's what I'm here for, man.
But you know what though? I've been feeling pretty good since the last time that y'all seen me last week, and
good.
You know, I had them two ear infections, and I'm still getting over them. But you know, all this medication that the doc gave me, man.
I can't handle medication.
Man, I got four medications, brother.
I can't handle
four medications. I got a total of probably like over the course of the day. Probably about like 10 pills, like I had gonorrhea or something. You know, I guess you can call it gonorrhea of the ears. I really don't know.
Oh my God.
I'm being serious. I got some ear drops that I take 3 times a day. I got amoxicillin.
Okay.
That I take twice a day for 7 days. So today is supposed to be my last day, but then she gave me some pills, some little clear like drop pills that, supposed to make you stop coughing, man. I had all that stuff down in my throat, man. Like I had bad hair down there or something. Yeah. You ain't got a hold of some bad stuff, brother.
Yeah.
That's when my doc came at me. Shout out to Dr. Mike and Craig because she keep brother right, you know.
She got you like a sickness,
like, basically, man. She got me more.
Yell out the name.
Hey, that's the way I feel,
like you
man.
Done caught something.
Hey, but I ain't gonna lie, man. Hey, whatever it is that she do it right, man. Skin look a little clear.
Okay. I had a good female doctor. I like a little Indian lady I had.
Yeah,
she was a cute little thing. I liked
mine's
her.
Mine's is from,
I did not mind stripping down.
Yeah.
And getting checked out.
Yeah, hey. That's good.
Yes, sir.
Because mine's is from the islands too. You know what I'm saying? And,
it's
you know
about their accents. I love women with accents.
Man, and my doctor is really pretty cool, man. She cool, and you know every now and again when she rub brother back, you know, she,
right.
I want you to breathe normal.
Like I can't.
Exactly. So sometimes she asks me to lay down, and I want you to cough, and then she give you that little thump. That means make him go down.
Hey, Hey, she know what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why she ain't left the room.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I just hate when they draw blood and give shots. That's the only thing that I don't like. But you know,
I agree. For me, being a big guy, one of my fears is needles. I don't like needles. Mm-hmm. And so whenever they come out with the needle, I be looking away like a little kid. You know what I'm saying? All that stuff. But the good thing about my doctor is I get to hug when I'm done. So I'm good.
All right, now. I was hearing this little thing about what was it that y'all was talking about on online and got a couple of responses.
Oh, we had a question from a listener who wanted us to get some feedback. She wanted our advice or our comments on why do women constantly hook up with broke niggas.
Because y'all thirsty,
please. I'm sorry. Let me recant my statement and make it a little more radio etiquette. Why do women continually go out with broke men? Is that better, Architect? All right. I get the thumbs up.
Because y'all thirsty, boo. That's, I mean, if y'all don't want nobody that got no proof about y'all stuff. Yeah, you know what I noticed about women in 2015? Mm-hmm. They like coons.
They like who?
Coons.
Coons?
Coons.
Okay.
They be cooning.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we be jamming. We be cooning.
We be cooning.
Yeah. That should be their trademark and everything else marked for 2015. Cooning. Because that's all these young folk be doing.
Now, I got some. We put this up. We got a few different responses. The last response that just came in is probably one of the best responses that I seen on this thing. Mm. But I'm going to save the best for last.
Okay.
But, oh, wow. But one of them said that they were asking, is it broke because he paid all his bills? Or is it because he just not working? And what I see mostly, 99% of the time, is because women just get broke men who ain't doing nothing. Like, they can't even afford a bus pass. They taking care of these dudes. They taking care of the food, everything. And he's just living at home like he a king. And my concern was, how come I couldn't find one to do me like that when I didn't have nothing?
That's always been my concern, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, brothers that work as hard as I do, and hey, even though sometimes we might not work hard, but we go to work every day. Yeah. And you talking about somebody that go to work every day, not just Monday through Friday. I work 7 days. So when I tell you I want some shrimp and Fruit Loops, I expect you to fix it.
Shrimp if and I'm, Fruit Loops at the same time?
Shrimp and Fruit Loops.
Yes, sir.
If
that's your preference.
Exactly. So if I don't have, if my bowl is not, don't have no milk in it, put some in there.
Right. That's different. A working man. That's different.
Exactly.
I've been working since I was 14. I was off for 1 year. I couldn't find one woman to support me. I just wanted to see how these other people do it. I wanted to live on the other side of the line for a minute.
Hey, man, these chicks look like the most garbage men. I ain't gonna say garbage. They garbage. Garbage. You know garbage. What I'm saying?
Yes,
yeah, sir. Well, actually, we can take the R out. Garbage.
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 You know what I'm saying? They love them dirty drawers with streaks in them.
Right.
I come along and be like,
and hand wash them too.
Hey, and then that's the other thing. You give him some the first day you meet him. Why I got to wait 3 months? Why? You understand what I'm saying? I work every day. You can come, you know what I'm saying, get some of this all the time because you know where I'm at. You don't know where he been. You know what I mean?
He got a full day while you at work.
Exactly. A full day of doing nothing. With his pants around his ankles and probably, you know, with.
And your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
And they both chilling.
Right.
So
right.
I don't know, man.
You know, Bay come home about 12 o'clock. You're going to have to get up out of here.
Yeah, let me pull my pants up and you put your thong back on.
I mean, but it ain't but 11:15. We could get another one in.
Yeah, because she worked both jobs.
She worked both jobs, yeah. So the comment that we've been getting is one said, love.
I'm so tired of hearing that. Love my
love.
Hey, ain't that much love in the world. My fault. Ain't that much love in the
you
world.
You okay? Keep talking.
Ain't that much love in the world to make somebody love a man or anybody else that don't have a job that's full time, that's gonna sit up there and you know what I'm saying, pretty much just be like, I'ma chill while she come home and just pay all the bills. I don't understand that. But then here's another thing. For y'all women that got me in that work, y'all don't want them to do nothing.
Right. Right.
Y'all don't want them to have that job. You know why? Because you're selfish.
Mm-hmm. One said it because of control. But the love thing, I'm going to give you this on the love thing. They say love, as long as he coming in and beating it up right. As long as he coming in and laying it down right, that's love. It's when he come home and be like, I'm all right.
Yeah, but what about when that man get old?
I don't care no more. But they don't think about that kind of stuff. They just want somebody to be there at that time. They don't start realizing it until, dang, I can't afford nothing better for my life because I got to take care of this dude.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. You right.
Why? How come my kids got to wear a size 4 for the next 3 years?
Right.
Because you taking care?
And they start off with skinny jeans. They start off with baggy jeans by the time they grow up. they got on Michael Jackson floods.
Right. Right.
And dingy socks.
Support your household because you taking care of him.
Right.
So
everybody's socks in the house is cream color. Damn white. What kind of color is those?
Right. Your black socks is gray. Your white socks is gray.
Right.
Right.
What kind of socks is it? Oh, these cream. Y'all ain't hip to these. You know.
Right. They don't even make that. Get out of here.
Right, exactly.
I ain't never seen Hanes make cream draws. Get
Hey, look.
With brown streaks. Get out of here.
Right, exactly. Hey, not even dun-dun-dun-duns. Right.
Get out of here with that stupid. That's not love.
Ain't
that's
nobody
stupid,
trying to hear man. That, man.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And so another female say, because it's mostly female answering. I was just amping them up a little bit. Another one says to control them because they can control the man.
Control them how?
Apparently that's what she thinks she could do.
So what happens when you run into an actual brother that's like me and the brother that I'm with that can make their own job, they have their own job, make their own money or anything like that? What happens when, you know, your control don't have no control?
Right.
Actually, we control you.
If you want to be honest about it, yes.
We control you. Because what is it that you can do?
Right.
That will sit up there and be like, I control him. No, you don't control nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because first of all, if you saying all of that, that means you not in control of your relationship if you got to reach out for us.
Exactly.
You got to reach out for me, you ain't in control.
I don't think they understand. So listen to this one. This lady said, I'm not going to mention the name, men with money are either gay or with a woman of other races. And some are pretty, I don't know. Can I say this word? I'm supposed to be Christian.
Well, if you want me to read it, I can.
I'll read it. It don't matter.
I'm Christian,
so,
but you know.
Men with money. I know the architect want me to wash my words and stuff on the radio. So I'm going to just say it anyway. I'm used to getting talked about. So men with money are either gay
podcast architect
or with money or of other races. They're with women of other races, and some are pretty damn spoiled and would rather pay for what they want to go home alone, and so with some of us women who hold their own. Why buy the whole pig just for a little bit of sausage? that is how it's read. And would rather pay for what they want.
No. It says, why buy the whole pig for a little sausage?
Oh, it says for a little sausage. Well, I think one of her mistakes here is
she messing around with the pig.
Yeah.
If you go ahead and get you some Koi Bay beef, you won't have to worry about that little sausage because you have your kielbasa.
I don't even know what to say right now.
Hey, I think that was about right. I think that about summed that
shut
up.
That whole thing down right there.
Next question.
I got nothing to say on that one. But honestly, yes. Okay. But that was the thing about selling for broke men. So another flip on that is, why do some women go after married men?
Because married men is easy to maintain. You don't have to maintain them.
What do you mean?
You don't have to maintain.
He's married. Right.
That's the point exactly. You don't have to worry about the headache. They can't go
after something that's not theirs. That's the problem.
Well, they can't go after something that's not theirs, but at the same time, you don't have to worry about the headache either.
So my biggest thing is, after they get this married man,
mm-hmm.
and they get him, and then they marry him, what they expect going to happen with their relationship?
What relationship?
Exactly.
They only had the married man for one reason. Either number one, he paying bills.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? He's doing something that he should be doing at home that he doing with her. And that's the same thing with the married woman.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? The same thing goes both ways.
So I know somebody who went and got a married man. She married him. And now they getting ready to get a divorce. And the thing about it, I say this, is because most of the time what they do is they don't realize that after you get him, the same thing you was doing with him, he going to do with somebody else.
No, well, that's true too. But you at the same time, you got to realize too, the same thing that she was doing with him, she going to do with somebody else too.
True.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you have to work. You have to think like both species in this incident. You got to think like a man and think like a woman. Right. What would I do if she was broke? Mm-hmm. Well, if I was broke, I'd be going to go do this if I was her. Mm-hmm. Same thing what happened on the other foot. You know what I'm saying? Now, this is my thing. It's okay to hustle.
I believe in hustling.
I will hustle if I'm with somebody, and when I'm with somebody that's my ride or die, I'll hustle with her until the day that I die. That mean that when we go to the bar, you ain't got no money, and I might have a few dollars in my pocket, but
I want that man to
buy me a drink. Let him buy it.
Okay.
Because guess
I'm
what?
I'm not going to be upset about that.
I'm not either.
I'm not
because you know what? At the end of the day, guess who you coming home with?
Yes.
And
while he buying your drink, tell that nigga you need another one so I can have a drink too. That's how you do it.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
That's how you do it. I mean, I don't go to the clubs.
Let him give you a buzz so I ain't got to do that much work when we get home.
Right.
We ain't got to do that much work when we get home. We got something else going. We going to keep it going.
Exactly.
And that's what we going to do.
Exactly.
When we walk through the door until the time that we wake up.
So that feels like a plan to me. My answer and response for both of these together.
Go ahead.
What the women's part is, they two of the same things that they always say. The first thing most women say, and I would love to see if one would beg to differ, but the one thing that most women say is, I think I can change him.
Get a life.
I think I can change him.
Get a
life.
I've
been hearing that same stupid response for the longest time. And I don't see a woman who has money, who don't have money, smart, dumb, however, they all say the same thing. I think I can change him.
It ain't about your money. It's about your mentals.
For real. I mean, I don't get it. I don't get it.
I don't want to sleep with you, with your body. I want to sleep with your mind.
I don't know. I need to even contrast them both. I was going to agree for a minute, but I love your mind, but oh my God, your body. I like that too.
Well, sometimes that make it feel like that if, you know what I'm saying, if well, I'm going to take that back. I'm going to just say the body. I like your body anyway.
Yeah. Let me see what I'm going to get. That's like a... what's that?
Keep your mind to yourself.
I'm gonna go ahead and chime in right here because I gotta add a couple of other comments to another stream that's on here. But yeah, I hate when people try and get too deep. Yeah, I want to sleep with your mind. I can't sleep with your mind.
I don't want your mind. Your mind is not going.
Anywho,
I mean, unless you, now we're gonna say nothing.
Right? Yeah.
Go ahead.
Keep it there.
I was about to take it to a whole other level.
All right. Come on. But,
yeah. So we got a couple other comments here from a different stream. So we got one that says, "Laugh out loud." They lie in the beginning, steal our hearts, and by the time we find out he broke, we don't want to be shallow and end it. Real question is, why are so many broke?
That's kind of stupid. How you not know he broke, and you've been with him that long, you didn't know this dude ain't broke?
Man, they do the same thing.
If you don't realize that after the 10th date that you still paying, you might need to question some things. How you not know he broke? Why you gotta pick him up all the time?
Here's my thing. Why is it that... Read that one more time.
Read it again.
Because I want to be accurate.
Here we go. Laugh out loud. They lie in the beginning, steal our hearts, and by the time we find out he broke, we don't
pause right there.
Okay, there you go.
Steal our hearts. What y'all don't realize is that we fall in love with y'all first.
That's true.
Take our hearts and then y'all crumble them for that dirty dude.
Needs to be a topic.
And then when we wind up and being like, okay, well, since you want to crush my heart for the dirty dude, guess what? Now I'm gonna crush everybody's heart.
Yeah, just it's because a of you. It's a system. It's a system.
You know what I'm saying? I like to recycle.
Domino effect. You created a domino effect.
I don't like the domino effect. I don't like to call it the recycle.
The recycle?
Recycle.
Or is it more like a butterfly effect?
Right. Yeah.
Like the butterfly effect? You know, when the
wind blows. No, it's recycle.
It's recycle. It's a hurricane over in, you know, Hawaii.
Nah. Mm-mm. It's recycling. Okay. See, when you make that plastic bottle, you make that plastic bottle for you. Mm-hmm. But now you crush that plastic bottle and then you throw it away. And then what they do is, after you throw it away, they make it for somebody else. Mm-hmm. So now that you ain't made it for somebody else, now I got new water in it. But guess what? You got the same bottle.
Oh, exactly.
So now you gonna get that. Mm-hmm. I want you to have that. Yes. That's what you gonna get from me. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna need you to do that.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, the funny thing is, I drifted off a little bit, and I'm just listening to how he's commenting. It sounds funny either way. I don't even know what he's saying.
But I understand what he's saying. I've been there. When you
don't understand, man. What do you mean you understand?
I drifted off for a second. I could just, like, I hear your tone and how you're saying it. It's just like, it sounds right just because of the way he's saying it.
I've been there where you the good guy, you doing your thing.
Yeah.
And then she go back to somebody else who ain't doing nothing. A bum.
Nothing.
Type dude. I kept my words clean.
Dude.
And then you turn around and expect to be treated proper later. You messed the man up, and now the man's got to go back and he's guarded. Like, they don't understand that it's really about us. We the victim.
We're the victim. We go off y'all flow.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And when y'all get y'all flow right, then we get ours.
Yeah,
right.
Women are not the victim. We are. And so what they need to understand is the reason they keep going for broke people is because we're so victimized that you just getting what's left over.
Right. Go ahead and finish the rest of the question.
That was pretty much it. I mean, after you stopped it said, we don't want to be shallow, and end it once the lie is revealed. And then it says, real question is, why are so many broke?
Well, I'm going to answer that. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to try to answer that. I ain't going to say I'm going to answer that because I don't have 100%, you know, proof behind it. But I'm going to guess because why we are so broke, or why so many are broke.
I'm about to say,
I'm not broke either. I mean, you know, I'm not comfortable, but I'm doing okay.
I'm all right, too.
Buddy. You know, I ain't broke, you know, but.
I mean, if you ask me for money, then yes, I'm broke.
Yeah.
I don't,
anything beyond $20, I'm broke. Exactly. Can I get $500? No, I'm broke. I don't have that.
I ain't even got that.
But to answer the question, comment on that, because I ain't going to answer that question. I'm going to just comment on it. What I'm going to say is because that, look at the economy, you know, and not to be saying nothing about, you know, young black brothers or young, you know, European brothers, whoever it is that they might call themselves. But at the serious and same point in time, you have to realize is that ain't no jobs.
That's,
you know,
nice.
What I'm saying? You have to really, like, unless you are like a true entrepreneur, but even that, you need money. You need somebody to invest in you. If you can't invest in yourself, if you can't afford to invest in yourself, you need some kind of money.
I agree with some of that. I have the number two to why women and all this other stuff, and it ties into the financial part of it. It's because I commented and said, because women believe that they could be better mothers than the ones that the men have. And so it's the mother effect.
I never thought about that.
You know what I'm saying? So they get these men, and not only do they say I can change him, I believe I can change him, then they go back and say, well, I'm just going to have to take care of my baby because he ain't making it right now. And then you get upset because we not getting a job because you told me I could just stay home and just handle business here. So now you want to know why I'm broke? It's because you told me to stay home.
So they're enablers.
They're enablers, yeah. They put the crutch on there for me. And
And then want to take the crutch back.
Take the crutch away.
And be like, well, you need to be on your own.
Like, they want to be like Ernest Angley. Walk. You are healed. Say baby. Say baby. You know, you can't cripple me and then expect me to walk next week. It don't work like that. You know what I mean? So if you're going to cripple me and enable me all this time, that's what I know to do.
Yeah, be crippled and unable.
Right.
Because guess what? You are special to God.
Exactly.
And so, you know, it's like Burger King, baby. Have it the way you want it. You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? So don't get mad because you got a broke dude at home. You did that. Like I said, we're the victims. All we can do is become what you make us. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what else to say.
Lord. Speaking of, let me go ahead and give my second question out because it actually ties into that. And then you can go back to your comment pool. I got one more from this
Jesus.
Pool over here.
Jesus.
It says, all right, ready?
Go ahead.
It says, a broke man doesn't mean he's not a good man. Maybe he's just going through a rough patch, etc. And I think we talked about this before. Yeah,
yeah. Like I can agree with that. If you don't mind, I'd like
no,
to.
No, this is you. Okay.
Now, honestly and truthfully speaking, I have been broke for a long time. I ain't scared to say it. I ain't scared to show it either. You know what I'm saying? A couple years back, I did. I wasn't even getting paid. I didn't have no source of income. But you know what? What I did have was my family, and I appreciated them a lot. And one of the biggest influences on my life was my mom and my sister. You know what I'm saying? Because during this time when I wasn't getting paid and I had no income, even though I had a job, I had close to like 7 surgeries or 7 procedures done, you know, to make it. It made it hard. But it's not that I did not want to work after I had healed. It's that they wouldn't let me work. They wouldn't let me come back to work. Nobody wanted to give me a job. And actually, what I had to do was reach out somewhere to force somebody to give me some kind of work because I had the mentals and I had the physical ability to do the work. Could I have went back to work at where I work at now right afterwards? Probably not, because it would have sent a shock to your body. Through me. Because I had been laying up so long, you know what I'm saying? It's a different thing to where it's though. I mean, you know, when you laying up and you're not eating right, you're not doing what you want to do, you're not doing what you could be doing because you know you could do it, but you don't have the means to do it. So therefore, it make it unnecessary for you to do it. And then when you do the thing that you should be doing, it get criticized.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? So don't be so hard on somebody that don't have the means to do what they want to do.
There's a difference.
Help them.
There's a difference.
I mean, you know, because there is a difference, you know. And like I tell my mom all the time, and God bless her, you know, my mom stay in Las Vegas, and she left during the pinnacle when I was getting hurt. But in actuality, it helped me because it helped me not to depend on nobody. I need to go out here and go do it myself. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I can quit a lot of things, you know, right now, because like, man, it just felt it like right now I feel like very positive and very strong minded about what it is that I want to do. And, you know, and that's what I was trying to tell the architect about, you know, a show that we did a while back about quit being selfish. It's not really about Koi being selfish. It's really about Koi is bouncing back. And the way that I bounce back is that I'm going to do what needs to be done for me and mines first.
Right. I
understand. You know what I'm saying? And once me and mines is done, then and only then will I do what I need to do. So to answer that question, it's not about, you know, sometimes that some handicaps are warranted not to be spoken about, but to be helped. And you have to help those handicaps rather than keep handicapping them. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
What I think people have to understand also, in regards to that question as well, it's a difference in the mentality of a person. Now, it's a difference between you going through something and wanting to do something about it than you going through something and not caring.
Right.
Now, when you going through something, the true mentality of a man is that you want to get up and do something, because that's what we do. We problem solvers. Exactly. We want to try to change things the best way we can. So what we do is mentally, yes, I want to go out. I got to make a way. I got to find some way to get some substance. I got to find some way to do something. I can't just sit here. I can't lay here. But physically, you may not have been able to do it.
Right.
That's the difference. That's the difference. The mentality was there. But you knew that as soon as you were capable of doing it, you'd be able to do it. So the difference between that and them is that some people mentally are not equipped to know to go out and do it.
Mentally not able.
Well, I won't say they're not able. Some people mentally handicap themselves so that they don't have to be responsible for things.
Well, that's what I call mentally unable.
Okay, mentally unable. Okay. But they handicap themselves. But yeah, the same story you had, I understand what it's like to, because I had a decent job and I lost my job. And so I went a year and a half without work. And I tried everything I could to find a way to have some type of substance.
Right.
I mean, I got rejected by everybody. Everybody. I couldn't get unemployment. I couldn't get any type of benefits. I was struggling. The only thing I got was some food stamps. And that was the max for me, and was only $200.
Hey, that's, yeah.
That was it.
I was $200 with food stamp with a child.
Huh? I didn't have no child.
I was $200 with
a child. See, with a child. You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, I didn't have any means. The only support I had was that. And so I worked it. My job is, I hustled what I had.
Right.
I flipped it. I made it happen. I made it work. For a year and a half, I lived off of $200 food stamps a month. still paid my rent. Still had my phone bill paid. And I traveled for a year and a half.
Hey, see, that's balling right there.
I don't know how it worked. But there's a difference in mentality of a man and a boy. And when you have a boy's mentality, you just want to be sheltered and taken care of.
Right.
Which goes back into how women believe that they can be better mothers than the mothers that people have, because they want to cradle and nurture a child instead of having the dependency of a man.
Exactly. And here's another thing to that. You know what I'm saying? To all those that thought that I was just sitting out there just eating hot dogs and just relaxing. No, I wasn't. First of all, I don't even eat meat. I don't eat hot dogs. I don't like hot dogs.
Your sodium level be so high.
It's so high. Red meat, pork chops, right, beef ribs. I don't like none of that. You know, so next time that something happened to me and y'all think that y'all can help me out, send a brother some soup.
Can I get a care package?
A care package. Box, you know,
or something.
Right. You know, maybe a 6-pack of water.
Hey, man, they send care packages to people in prison. Can I get one?
Can I get one?
I walk up and get it.
Exactly. You know? Hey, and give you a hug afterwards.
Exactly.
You know, you don't even need to put your hand on the glass so you can feel the warmth. I give you a hug. Personally.
Right there.
Just
up front.
Just personally. Give me the care package. I'll take care of you when that time come back around.
Exactly.
What you got next for us, Architect? Anything else?
Well, that's all I have for my comment, Pooh. He got the burning, blazing stream over there. So let's see what JTB got over there.
JTB burning, go ahead and burn it up.
What I have. I think we hit some of the other stuff, because somebody asked, why do women think it's okay to be in a relationship with a bum, a man?
Because they stupid.
I'm censoring myself. Yeah.
That's dumb. I just can't get with that philosophy. You know, you put down a man that works all the time, but when you find a man that don't do nothing, y'all praise him. I have a serious problem with that. That just, I mean, you know, that just don't make sense to me. Maybe it's just me, you know what I'm saying? But you know, for a long time,
you know what they say. You know what the common thing is now? They say, I want a thug. Y'all heard that? They say it on Facebook and Instagram and all that. They want a thug.
Want somebody that's gonna slap you and beat you up too, and then at the same time be like, I'm sorry, baby. Here go this Gucci purse.
If push come to shove, if you want me to slap you, I don't know what your fetish is. I mean, but if you want to get slapped around a couple times,
I don't mind slapping you on the buttocks. On the buttocks.
Give me notice. You know what I'm saying? Write it on a little note and say, "Honey, could you punch me in the throat later, please?"
Yeah. Hey, put me up against the wall. After I get out of the shower and choke me to make me open up my legs.
It would be sexy. Yeah, if you drug me across the floor, please. You know, stuff like that. Let's make it interesting. If you think that's interesting. You know, as long as we sign a waiver,
exactly. You know, hey,
to begin with.
Hey, if I grab you by the back of your head, would your mouth open?
Yeah.
I mean, what more do you want?
That's the only thing that I'm saying.
What do you want? You know,
exactly.
So, you know,
I mean, you know, hey,
this is what we do. You know, we men.
Exactly.
We go off your flow.
I mean, you know, I might be thinking of some stuff, but I didn't know you was down for it.
Right.
That don't mean you leave me for a thug.
That's what I tell my girl. Yeah, help me to help you help yourself.
Yeah.
If that made any sense. Made perfect sense to me. You know what I'm saying?
I understand. So, I mean, you just got to work on some things. I think that's the problem. But see, okay, I got to remember I'm still single. So for the single... Singing, you gotta make it. I'm a Christian.
I think that applies in all relationships.
Oh, okay. All right. So if we gonna make it interesting, I can't be choking you up after church. You know what I'm saying?
No, not at the church, but you can when you get home.
I can't say all of that stuff.
But you can when you get home. You close that bathroom door, anything goes down.
It's like Vegas when you enter there, huh? What happens in the bathroom?
Right. Hey,
stays in the bathroom.
Coming soon. The meaning of the Inception.
We are waiting on. We got to get like a theatrical debut for that. You know.
Yeah,
I mean?
The Inception.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, the Inception is deep. It's like deep sleep.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it deep sleep that'll wake you up.
Oh my Jesus.
Hey.
I'm gonna bring my notebook in that day.
Hey, please do.
All right,
because I learned it from somebody else, so it's only right that each one teach one.
Exactly.
You know, I like to pay it forward. Game just be sold, not told, baby. And exactly. Right now, we giving them is for free, right now.
This is valuable information.
Valuable information.
Right. You don't learn if you
whether you like it or not.
Well, you gonna like it. I'm hearing this Inception thing is like amazing.
Man,
I will bring in my notebooks and video recorder.
But honestly, the Inception is like real short.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. It's more like, you know, almost like a baptize.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's biblical.
Almost.
Do they wake up speaking in tongues?
They can. All right. They most definitely can do that.
There you go. You baptize with the fire and the water.
Yeah.
There you go.
They might wake up speaking in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
All that stuff.
They might. Hey, they going to get mad at us, dog, but I don't care.
Hey, I mean,
okay.
This is basic principles for life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, take them and learn from them.
Exactly.
That's what you do. Hey, I hope everybody got a pen and paper. Write it down.
We gonna have to. We just keep debuting up to that day. We gotta let them, you know, be ready for it.
We can do that.
We gotta be ready.
We
for
can
it.
Do that. Hey, and sometimes I might spit a little something that you might miss that you should be able to catch. Because if I throw this curveball and don't nobody swing at it, it's a strike.
It's a strike.
See, that's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid if I keep throwing these curveballs, people might be like, what is he talking about? And then it might hit him like a week later. It's too late. We on to the next week's show.
We passed that now.
Yeah. We don't want your comments from last week and week before.
They're good for doing it. I'm letting you know now.
Before you know it,
get a response from like 3 weeks ago, and you're like, what? What are they talking about?
Right. I don't even know. I don't remember that.
I don't think many people realize that half the stuff I say, I don't remember from the next day.
Exactly. We speaking on day to day. This is what we do.
This is not something I thought of. I just said it. That may be some of my mistakes in life. I might have made some mistakes.
I don't think that's a mistake. I think that's done on purpose by us, because usually as men, we say stuff that we want to say and want to
hear.
Just
say it. Might as well just go ahead and say it. Especially you only have two choices to either be mad or live with it.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, I mean, I might as well just say it.
That's what I'm saying. Just go ahead and just say it, because 9 times out of 10, we usually hear stuff that we want. Men have selective hearing.
Women have selective hearing too.
They really do. You know, but I think my selective hearing is different from theirs.
I was gonna say,
and I like it.
I was gonna say, I hear stuff. It's just whether or not I want to obtain what you said. That's my thing.
9 times out of 10, if it don't have nothing to do with food, sex, or being quiet, I don't want to hear.
That's understandable. But
just like if they don't have nothing, that if we don't say anything that have nothing with food, money, or going shopping, yeah, they don't want to hear it either.
It's just filtered in little by little.
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? So, exactly. You know, that's the way I look at it.
Exactly.
If you can't entertain my quality of thoughts, then why should I entertain yours?
So let me ask you a question. I know you have a child, mm-hmm, but what are your thoughts about dating women that have children?
Dating women that have children? I'm cool with
that. Like, what's the max?
You can have any amount of kids that you like, just as long as you take care of them.
I can agree with that. She had like 6 kids running around the house. You okay with that?
I'm okay with it as long as they're yours.
As long as she might have custody of her sister's kids or something.
Custody of her sister's kids. I mean, because once again, they're yours. They're not mine. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Here's the thing that I have with people that have a lot of kids. You know what I'm saying? I don't like dealing with a whole lot of baby daddies, because I don't want to have to, if me and you really get serious, I don't want to have to call 4 or 5 different people and be like, right, look, this is the situation between you and your baby mama. I really don't even like that. As much as I disliked my son's mother, I never called her baby mama. You know what I'm saying? I always addressed her, even when I didn't call her by her real name. She was always Coy's mother. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
but
right.
That was the only totally different thing to me. Well, such and such. Who you talking about? You know what I'm talking about? Such and such. Oh, you mean Coy's mom. So you know what I'm saying? I mean, just for me, right, you know what I'm saying? Because I felt like my son was, he's the man. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Just like a lot of people feel about their kids, man. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that he just shouldn't tolerate that disrespect from me to his mom. And hopefully it was vice versa. Now, if it wasn't, I really don't care, because I'm not with you. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I have to learn how to be cordial in order to, so he wouldn't be upset.
Right.
What the hell with that? He 18 now. Nah, them days over.
He grown now.
He grown. He make his own decision. He grown.
I wouldn't have a problem dating a woman with children. But one thing I do look for is how your children look. Kind of determines how you handle your house a little bit.
What you mean? If they ugly?
No. Oh my God.
I done seen some ugly kids.
That's a mistake, because 2 negatives supposed to make a positive. She must have got with 1 negative and 1 positive.
Well, sometimes if you have 1 negative and 1 positive, what that usually mean?
You either get one or the other. You normally get
negative. It ain't one or the other. You know what negative times positive is.
You get a negative out of it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or a decrease in evaluations of numbers or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because 0 times 0 is 0.
Exactly. I
and
mean,
0 times 1 is 0.
If you a 10 and he happened to be a 5, that leaves you with a 5. So it's a 50-50 chance you're going to have a messed up looking kid.
No, that means that 0 times 5 is 0. That's exactly what that means.
No chance at all.
No chance.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely not. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it.
Well, you know, it does happen. Once again, I still believe God has humor.
That's Sarah.
Right there. Watch look, this look, one.
Look at it.
I think I might have secretly came up with a new name for ugly women. Let's call him Sarah.
Yeah.
Let's call him Sarah. Man, I was out on the blind date. He going to bring Sarah over to
the house. But you know what, though? A lot of Sarahs, that's how you got that SWS.
Yeah. Sidewife situation.
Yeah. That's how, because of Sarahs.
Sarahs can't be nice. Yeah. To you.
And sometimes Sarah's got that good poom poom.
Oh,
Lord. All right. Back to what JTB was about to say.
Hey.
You were saying something about.
She just got to know her place.
You were saying something about you can tell how a woman is.
Oh,
she,
I mean, he took it to a different level.
Yeah, I see. Let's bring it back.
But that's my co-host. I agree with what he said. The only tragic part about it is the little children she have.
Yeah, if she looked good enough to have any.
Look, I was trying to say.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is shock therapy.
It is. What I was trying to say was the way they dress their children. Now you can look at it and be like, okay, God, your children look nasty. Like, is this how you present your children
to
the rest of the
world? Snot coming out their nose.
Snot coming out their nose. Their clothes dirty and two sizes too small. All kinds of stuff like that.
Wearing the cream socks.
The cream socks, exactly.
Yeah.
And the pinstripe drawers.
Exactly.
That's drawing. Yeah. And you know they don't make cream in Hanes. Exactly. So you can look and say, dang, she took care of herself, but her kids look like.
Yeah, she.
Or you had the ones where their kids come out and they just wearing too much expensive stuff. I have to shy away. My check don't. I can't afford you.
Exactly. You and then she's sitting up there wearing her hair in a ponytail all day.
Right.
And got on jogging pants and sweats.
Right, exactly.
And new shoes with no socks on.
Exactly.
That's what they do. You know.
Yeah. I mean, she take care of her kids. She got priorities straight, but she need to work on herself.
Work on herself a whole lot.
Some things are like work in progress. You can handle work in progress with some people. But first thing we need to do is make sure she washes her feet, because that's going to be a horrible experience when she take them shoes off. But she just got to work on it. That's a work in progress.
Yeah, sometimes.
That's a work in progress.
Well, you know.
It depends. Now, if she wearing jogging pants with a short shirt, shoes and feet and with no socks on in her shoes, and she smell like how she looked, that's a difference.
Yeah, now
that's
now,
a difference.
Hey, now, if you
that's
come
something
in here,
you walk
you
away
smelling
from,
like
you leave you that know, alone.
Like
there's a
wolf.
Warning sign on that.
You come in here, you smelling like wolf.
Wolf, yeah. Wolf piss. That's if you come. That's where the problem comes in at. You walk away immediately. You do not proceed with caution. You walk away. These are things you need to pay attention to. If you smell her before you speak to her, you leave that alone.
You are absolutely right. Yeah, you can't be doing that. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
woo!
This has been the best. This has been the best conversation that I've had in a long time. I'm quite sure my eyes is red, my head hurt, my stomach is felt like I did like 2,800 sit-ups right now. I want to hear some comments back from that.
I get it. Trust me, I get them.
Oh, you're going to hear something back from this show. For sure. I guarantee it.
Yeah. Woo! Hey, that made a bead of sweat drop off my forehead.
Well, I'm just saying, there's a difference. There's a difference.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, you know.
No,
hey,
yes, it is.
I mean, yes, it's definitely something wrong with it, but I'm saying there's nothing wrong with saying what you had to say. You know,
yeah,
so
yeah,
I totally agree with you on that. You know, if you come up here smelling like wolf piss, and you know, you might want to put a little bit of water on that cause.
You might need to go get the volleyball. Yeah. Go get the dodgeball.
Okay. And practice your Kegels. I'm going to need you to practice on some of that, boy. I mean, you know, because that just ain't right there. Lord have mercy. I wish we could take live calls right about now. Because if we could take live calls, boy, hey.
Hey. We got to prepare them for the mass chaos. They got to feel this first before we can start letting callers in.
Oh, man. I think they done felt a whole lot today.
They felt it now.
Oh, man. You going to probably be jumping tomorrow. That little page that y'all had, you know, But ladies and gentlemen, in the near future, we're going to set up an email where you can...
We're going to Skype.
You want to Skype?
We can Skype.
I don't want to Skype.
Skype voicemail. They can voicemail.
Skype. Oh, we're going to tell you Skype voicemail?
Yeah. So we're going to have... I'm pretty sure the way that this thing is building up, we're going to have something we can put on the regular broadcast. We're going to have some volatile listeners that we're going to have to address in a podcast version.
We're going to probably have to adjust probably about like 80% of it in the podcast version.
Probably. I'm pretty sure y'all have made... half of the woman race angry, and the other 80% gonna get mad when they hear about.
I'm quite sure we done had a couple of enemies. Now,
well, you know, it's life. That's what happens. You know, it'd be
It's like synergy. You know, you had a whole bunch of, you know, angry mobs coming after you, and you think just by adding Coy's mob on, it'd be addition. But it's like synergy. It's like the Bible says, one puts 1,000 to flight, but two puts 10,000 to flight. It's gonna be like a whole legion of people coming.
We might have 10,000.
Yeah, it might be.
You know what I'm saying? 10,000 do a 2,000 automatically to me turns into 10,000. So we might have that problem. You know, but ladies and gentlemen, let's keep them comments and questions coming.
Yeah,
whether they clean or not,
just we'll filter that out later. That's all right.
I don't want to filter it. I just want to read what y'all got to say.
Do we have parental advisory on the show?
We should. Maybe we should.
We probably need to. Maybe we should make that our new logo for a moment.
Parental advisory.
Yeah.
Explicit.
Mm-hmm.
Not even language. It's just explicit.
We have.
It ain't explicit. It's not. We don't need to watch no language. Let's just get explicit.
Yeah,
well, hot dogs and buns.
We might not be ready for the 4 to 8 hour. We may need to be.
It's plenty of things that we can say, but we can say it clean.
I mean, if you got the skill to do it, I mean, that's what matters.
We've been doing good. I've been censoring myself pretty good today. I've been doing all right. I ain't let too much slip out. You know,
anytime that you know you want to put your straw in that cup, go ahead and just let it flow.
Yeah, exactly.
We're just gonna do a show of all the analogies you have in your back pocket, and we're gonna have like a Coy analogy competition. We like, you know how they do like the quizzes and stuff. We're gonna have like a sheet with all of Coy's analogies on it.
Draw a line to what it matches, or something.
Yeah, something like that. And whoever get the most, like, win. You know, like.
Give him $5.
A wolf piss. Like, they win a wolf piss antidote. You know
what. We got to put that in the bottle so they can spray that on.
I agree with that.
This is your perfume. Put that on. Exactly.
Put it on, you know. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is an episode of Shock Therapy.
I might get a t-shirt made with that on.
Which one?
Wolf piss?
It'll definitely be a conversation starter.
I get a t-shirt with that on there. I think I'm going to do that.
Hey, if you wear it, I'll wear it.
Yeah, get a wolf piss and put Shock Therapy. Tune in.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
That's how you do it. That's advertisement.
This has been the episode of Shock Therapy. Mm-hmm. Episode 1. That's what I'm going to call it. What you think?
That's good. Episode 1. There we go. This is the beginning.
Hey, name of the episode, Wolf Piss. Ladies and gentlemen, you have witnessed another episode of Shock Therapy, CultureShockEntertainment.com. I am the Riddler, my co-host,
JTB.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are done. We gone. We ghost. Architect, close the door.
Make sure you go into CultureShockEntertainment.com. And make sure that you support your boy JTB, Bitcoin the Riddler here. And make sure we hear them comments. We need to hear from you. I got some more stuff to talk about, but you will get it next time I am here.
CSCRadio.caster.fm is where you can listen. This is my humble, humble, humble radio personalities. Forget that. But until next time, once again, don't text me, don't instant message me. You can go on our Facebook page, facebook.com/
Yes, you do. Text him.
Yeah. He needs to hear your
response. Please, Jesus, no. I had nothing to do with the comments. I am not responsible for it.
Leave comments.
Talk to Facebook. Talk to the Junior Teddy Bear,
Jerry B.
Twitter. Talk to Bitcoy, aka the Riddler.
Make sure you leave the email. ID is
work
requests.
Phone number.
Hashtag
that's
what
right.
Coy.
I give you the work
hashtag
address.
What, yeah, you can have a work phone. I don't answer it. You don't leave a voicemail. I'm not responding. So please, yeah, call the work
I'll
phone.
I'll tell you where you can
he
find
he will
him.
When I get it to him.
That's right.
So go ahead. Say bye one more time so I can close this broadcast out.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, CultureShockEntertainment.com. You know what I'm saying? I am the Riddler. my co-host
JTB.
And ladies and gentlemen, we gonna leave it to the architect, Coach Doe. We out of here. Peace.
Wolf piss.